get smoked.
MUK.
We're MUK. Good morning, sir.
And top of the day to you. Looks like it's going to be another nice day.
Audio here where I'm at, but the sun's starting to break through. So it's supposed to be a nice day today.
I know yesterday was really nice. I was over here, I got over here about 9 o'clock and got started on the route. And then we got that little bit of showers hit and miss. And then it was just like, well, it's going to stop. And at least the weather's kind of been starting to cool off a little bit. I'm kind of ready for it. I know the lake does not look like it's been filled up any.
Been down that way in a while, so. And this, I believe it's Ronnie, right?
No, it's Wayne, the southeastern truck driver.
Roger that. Sorry, Wayne. I hadn't heard you on here in a while.
Away from the radio for quite some time. My wife had to have full open heart surgery and have a valve replaced. Then she got better there for a little bit, and then she got bad off again. Had to go in the hospital. Had to have some procedures done. Got better for about a week or two, maybe three, and then went back in the hospital. And finally got to getting better, and then this past week took a week off, and about the third day into being off, she had to go back in the hospital again. And then at the beginning of this week, they had to do two more heart procedures on her, and I think they finally fixed the culprits that was causing all the problems. I can kind of share this information. I'm going to let this thing. Surgeon came out and said that he had cauterized one of the nerves that was causing a false signal, but they said after they fixed it, they got to looking at it on their scope and realized that the pacemaker lead was against a suture. And every time that pacemaker would fire, it RF off of the suture, and it would go through the sutures and make a, what do you call it, a RF grounding loop. And it was causing it to double fire and triple fire. And that was what was causing the problem. Once they fixed that, and I think she's been home for 24 hours now. It's like a new person now.
Hate to have had all that trouble, or she has, and but glad to hear they're finally getting it fixed up for you. I know both of you will be glad of that.
Yeah, I wish, like, the surgeon called it something else, and I was like, that sounds like an RF interference of some sort, and yep, that's it. It's like ground loop. And he's like, yeah. And I was like, huh? I said, you a ham too? He said, no, sir, but I know what you're talking about, and it's the same principle. I was like, yeah, I can tell my wife when she wakes up. And her mom and dad kind of looked at me like, please. I was like, nah, she's a ham, I'm a ham, she'll get it.
Put some humor in it somewhere, right?
Find some humor in it. She woke up, didn't want to be laying on her back because she felt like she still had some fluid on her lung. I think it had five nurses on her trying to hold her down, and she finally raised up, and they couldn't do nothing with her. And then the parents are trying to talk to her through the door, and she's screaming and yelling at them. So I walked through the whole bunch with her showing out, and I go in there, and I just put my arm around her and hold her, and she just went silent on everybody. Sort of kind of rubbed the mother-in-law a little on the wrong side, but I just daggum, it's the way it is, I guess. But yeah, the last 4 months has been a a chaotic in and out of the hospital so much, it's just unbelievable. And it's unbelievable what kind of technology, what technology can do.
But Wayne, I have arrived at my next stop, so I'm going to have to jump out of here. But good to hear you back in here, and I pray your wife continues to get better and heal up. But come back in here when you can, and good to talk to you this morning. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear for now. 73, Wayne.
73, yeah. I'm back, going back to work, so I'll get to getting back in here in the mornings about 7:30 to about 8:15, 8:30. I'll be able to get back in here, but, yep, have yourself a good day. Talk to you later, KG4MUK.
4MUK, W4GAS. How you doing, Wayne?
I'm glad to be finally getting back in a truck and going back to work.
Living in Seneca, or not Seneca, out there off of Seneca Highway, what is it? Townsville.
Down there next to 24 and 85. I'm up there next to Clemson Stadium, up there, right there between Clemson and Seneca.
Used to live over toward Townsville.
Job down there in Townsville. I used to run one of the farms down there. That's been back in 2016, 2017.
Work at Conway Freight, right?
Yeah, I was down there. Oh, I gotta remember what year that was. I can't go back. My brain won't go back that far. Yeah, I worked at the Conway Terminal till they shut it down. Well, they shut all those little satellite stations down. They moved us up there to Welford. I stayed up there for a while. Went and bought a truck. Stayed over the road for a while. Job at Southeastern come available, and then here we are.
Same Wayne I remember. I was just making sure. It has been a while, though. Name here is Steven. Used to work with you at Conway for a little while, but I think we knew each other before that through radio. I used to be KG4BMK. Now I'm W4TKS.
Hey, gum. Well, I know who you are now.
I hadn't heard you in, Lord, close to a decade, probably.
Wasn't it me and you that were talking back and forth on the radio, and there was, I think I was selling my Dodge Charger, and you knew of somebody that might be interested in it.
But I can't remember back that far. So you're working for Southeastern now.
Yeah, I finally settled my roots in a good spot.
Got out of freight, must have been 2005, I think. Got into gas hauling full-time. You know, I used to haul gas part-time, and I went full-time. Now I'm out of the truck altogether, managing one of the companies here in the upstate. But, it has been a while.
Yeah, there's a lot of... There's been a lot going on since them days. Yeah, that, I remember it. I'd been talking to you. That's the reason why I'm bringing it up again. I remember talking to you about selling my Charger. It was around 94, 95, I believe it was. Somewhere in that era. And, I know I've been wanting to find that daggum car for ever, and I wish you could remember the guy that you sent over there, because I'd like to contact that guy and find that car.
In a while, which has no promise, but I will try to remember. Oh, me. Is your email good on QRZ?
Yeah, it is. Oh, another thing, too. Over in Simpsonville, there's somewhere in the general location of where that guy lived. And I think we're fairly close to that Carolina Carolina cars or upstate Carolina cars or Carolina classic cars. The guy that you sent to me to buy it lived over in that area. And that's all I remember. But that's been a long time ago. It was just, it was sometime or another I had brought it up, and then you said you knew somebody, and you put them on me, and I'll be daggum if that Saturday morning they didn't snatch it right off of me.
Yeah, I'm going to have to think on that a while. That was a long time ago. And my hard drive is about full. But I'm going to send you a quick email with my contact information. And that way you'll have it. So how you liking Southeastern?
Much. I wish I'd have came here in 1988 when I first started thinking I wanted to be a truck driver. And could have went through some of their little hard spurts that they had with certain managers, I'd just put it that way. Because they had a rocky point right there, a time or two. But I just love to be in one really good retirement. That's about the best way I can put it. It's really good over here. I mean, extremely good. 3 years in the making of it, and yeah, I wish I could have been here sooner. KG4MEK.
GTR. Can't even talk. W4GAS. Does Mr. Castle still own Southeastern?
Still owns it. And I haven't heard lately, but I think the last time I heard, I think he turned 100 here recently. And he was at the terminal, but I was with my wife while she was having open heart surgery, so I didn't get to be there. But they were all there. One of the drivers sent me some pictures, and I was like, "Dadgum!" But I have never had the opportunity to meet them. But I'm sure one of these days it'll happen. But it seems like every time they've come, I've had to be out of work. So there you go.
So, I'm going to jump out of the car real quick. Got to walk in the store. Won't be gone about 2 minutes. Be right back. W4GAS.